Hello, everybody. Welcome to a very special mini episode of the Push Podcast.
Our very first mini episode.
Very first mini episode. I'm Megan, OBGYN.
And I'm Sydney. I'm a registered nurse, labor and delivery nurse, and online birth educator.
And today we are bringing something very special to you, which is really the origin story of Nurse Sydney.
Oh, I guess that's true.
It is true.
Yeah, it is true.
We're going to talk about what to pack in your hospital bag when you're preparing to be admitted to labor and delivery.
My favorite topic ever. I don't know why. I think it's because I'm a bit of a shopaholic or have a shopping addiction a little bit. So I love this kind of stuff.
Who doesn't? My favorite button is add to cart. So yeah,
me too. Me too. For sure.
So this is well within our wheelhouse. But I do have to say, even as somebody who works on labor and delivery really frequently, mm-hmm. I felt really overwhelmed when it came to planning my own hospital admission when I was pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Steve and I think I packed my hospital bag and Sam's stuff maybe a week or two before.
Yeah.
Steve did not pack until the night before. Steve is typical, my husband.
Yeah. Typical man.
So I found it a lot. I found it really overwhelming. And I felt like I was just inundated with so much information about what was helpful and what wasn't helpful. And I really didn't know where to begin. And so I texted Nurse Sydney to say,
help me.
Please give me some advice. So Sid, what is your, like, where do you start when people are trying to enter into this kind of planning
phase? The first thing I'm going to say is everything that you see online, all of these ads, all of these products, I would say 90% of it, you truly do not need. Like, truly.
That's super fair. It's a good caveat.
It is. It's like, it's so overwhelming. And I think that's something that a lot of companies unfortunately take advantage of, is like moms and moms to be who don't know what to pack, right? And then they're like, oh, well, this says that I should pack it in my hospital bag. I'm going to add it and I'm going to buy it, or I'm going to add it to my registry or whatever. And then you end up not using it. And then you figure out the things that you actually do need and you do use as you have more kids or as you talk to friends who have used certain items. But I think the best thing you can do is just keep it short, concise. It doesn't need to be anything crazy. You don't need to pack for 2 weeks for like your hospital bag. Like, you're only going to be there for a few days. Yeah. So keep that in mind. But we're going to go over the essentials that I think you definitely can't forget to pack in your hospital bag. Yeah. So, yeah.
And I love that as well, Sydney, in that you're totally right, because all of this stuff, like even the concept of packing a bag for the hospital is really about the extras, right? It's about comfort. It's about creating a feeling of home and a safe space for yourself during this kind of really crazy time.
Yeah.
Because the truth is that at least in Canada where we practice, we have parents come in all the time with surprise labor.
Yep.
Sometimes who are like visiting from other places.
Oh, yeah.
They have nothing.
All the time. Yep.
And we will take care of you.
And it's okay.
And it is okay. So you can really come with the clothes on your back, and we will make sure your hospital will make sure that you are taken care of. Okay.
Absolutely. And especially, like I will say, especially in the States, because you're provided with a lot more. I just know this from talking to my friends, like Sarah, Labor Junkie RN, and Kara, the mother baby nurse. Like, they have told me that you're provided with a lot more stuff. I mean, granted, that's because you're also paying for it, whereas here we're not. But that's something to note as well. I've seen that a lot on my videos, is why are you suggesting I should pack diapers or pads and all this kind of stuff? And I've always said, well, in a Canadian healthcare system, from where I work and what I know, this is what is recommended to pack. We only provide you with a few of the essentials. We don't provide you with a whole package of diapers for you to go home with. I wish we did, but that's not something that, at least in Toronto, I'm familiar with. So
probably not feasible in the public healthcare system.
Exactly.
But listen, I'm rolling up to labor and delivery. Let's flash back. Oh my God, almost a year ago now.
Which is almost wild. Exactly a year.
Almost exactly a year ago.
He's walking, guys.
I know. Crazy. I'm sweating.
But, yes.
But almost a year ago, I'm texting you, what are the essentials, Sid? Like, what really does somebody need to have covered in order to come into labor and delivery?
Yeah. So, I mean, number one, you need your identification. Yeah. So whether that's your health card, anything, your insurance documentation, anything that you're going to need in terms of registration.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. So yeah. if you have a chance to make sure you have at least your wallet with all your information. And then if you, you know, you're getting to the last few weeks of your pregnancy, you have like a little document set aside that has all of your important information. So if you have a birth plan that you've printed out that you mm-hmm. want, you know, that you haven't brought to your healthcare provider yet or any other important documentation, have that set aside and ready to go, because I feel like that's the kind of stuff that easily gets forgotten. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of stuff that unfortunately we need to register you at the hospital. So.
Yeah, totally. I feel like we think more about like the blankets and the pillows than we think about.
Yeah.
Your literal health card.
Your health
in order
card.
To show up.
Yep. Yeah. And yep. I mean, it's not going to, like, if you come in rip roaring labor, we're not going to turn you away if you don't have your health card. We will help you. Yeah, but
yes, we will help you.
If we have that on hand. So that's something for sure. Did you remember to pack that?
My health card? I sure did. But you know what? That may have been a thing I forgot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I could have easily forgotten rather? Yeah. You know what I was obsessed with remembering that I also think is an essential?
Yeah.
Is phone chargers.
That
chargers yeah. for all of our devices.
Absolutely.
I actually, this is not necessary. This is not recommended necessarily, but I ordered like so many extra chargers on Amazon
yes.
before we were scheduled to go in, because yeah. I was just paranoid that we were going to show up. Our phones were going to die in the yes. heat of the moment. We weren't going to be able to contact anyone I don't know. I thought it was going to read.
Yeah.
So I wanted my Kindle charger.
I always say in a yeah. perfect world, mm-hmm. if I could like make my own hospital, mm-hmm. I would have in every single room near every single seat, yeah. I would have a permanent charging station
yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
I feel like in the waiting rooms, in triage, in the labor rooms,
yeah.
you always forget and you're trying to find an outlet and it's a disaster. So extra long phone charger
yes,
too, because
yes, yes.
of the location of the outlets sometimes aren't ideal in the hospital.
Yeah. Yep.
So make sure you have that. We sometimes have some at the nursing station that people like leave behind and we keep them.
Yeah.
But honestly, I've had a lot of patients come up to me and be like, do you have like an Android or an iPhone yeah, charger? Yeah. And then I don't have the right one. And I wish we could provide one for everyone, but
yeah.
we just don't. So do not forget your chargers, because
device
family
chargers.
Friends, they're all gonna be messaging you. You're gonna wanna let people know you're safe and healthy and happy. So
yeah,
definitely keep that on hand for
laptop
sure.
Laptop charger if you're mm-hmm. a crazy person like me and decides to try to do work while you're in labor.
Of course you did that.
That's not recommended.
I just say this girl, literally, we're filming this episode. She was in surgery this morning. Like, she doesn't stop. You are just such an inspiration.
Oh my God. Thank you.
So that doesn't surprise me for 1 second.
Yeah. I also wouldn't recommend that. I think for me, yeah. I was so overwhelmed almost. I think yeah. I needed to like grasp hold of something that felt normal. And for me,
yes.
like feeling like I was, it wasn't even about like accomplishing anything. I think
yeah.
I just needed to like have some sense of, bring some sense of what my actual day-to-day life as I knew it beforehand
yep. Yep.
was before I went into this like void of, you know, the unknown.
And that's almost like you said, like your sense mm-hmm. of comfort almost,
yeah.
right? And
yeah.
I always say, bring something from home that makes yeah. you comfortable, because the hospital is scary. It's icky.
Yeah.
It's unfamiliar. It's very sterile yeah. and cold. And
yeah.
it's just not familiar, and you're going to yeah. be nervous. So
yeah.
honestly, if you have a favorite stuffed animal that you've had since
yeah.
you were 6 years old, bring it. I am not going to judge you.
No.
If you have a fuzzy blanket, obviously if you're worried about, you know, fluids and stuff, don't bring something that's super special to you.
Yeah.
But having something on hand that's going to bring you comfort. I've seen people bring decorations for the room. So
yeah.
little twinkly lights or photos. Some people have like a photo of their dog, like
yeah.
literally things like that. But it can really make a big difference when you're scared and you're
yeah.
in pain.
Yeah.
So these are definitely things that I would say are essential to bring if you can think about something that brings you comfort ahead of time.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah.
On the note of comfort too, I brought my own pillow
mm-hmm.
and I made my husband bring his own pillow too.
Yes.
We just changed out our pillowcases into kind of a spare one that we didn't mind leaving behind if we had to or being exposed
yep.
to hospital bugs. And
yep.
And we both brought our own pillows because I unfortunately know all too well from sleeping in call room beds for many years
yeah.
that
those
the pillows suck. They suck so much.
They're so
They suck so much. Providers in other places, comment below whether your pillows also suck. Is this a universal thing of the hospital systems?
I feel like it must be.
Like, I don't know what they're filled with.
Is it just a Canadian
with, like,
thing? I don't know.
Tissue paper, basically.
And they're made with, like, so you can wipe them down with, like, a cavi wipe after. So they're so plasticky and, like, ooh, they're
very
the worst.
Sterile, which is ultimately good, clean, but so uncomfy. I, like, have tried so many different crunches and, like, layers of pillows to try and get comfy over the years. So
it's
I brought
so
my
hard.
Own pillow, it's and I was so glad I did. Yeah. And Steve thought I was crazy, but he was also very happy that I made him bring
pillows.
His own pillow.
And the other thing is, even the crunchy, really crappy pillows that we do have at the hospital, they go walking. They go missing. Like, sometimes I'll have three in one room and then literally can't find any in another. And I'm like, how did this happen?
They're like pens in a hospital, right? It's, like, you can't keep them.
It's terrible. And I always say laboring women need at least a minimum of, like, 3 to 4 pillows.
Yeah,
like, truly, when you're trying to get them into different positions and stuff, you need a lot of pillows when you're pregnant. And they should account for that in the hospital inventory, but they don't. So bring your own pillows.
Yeah, totally agree. Now, as far as comfort in labor itself, what sorts of things have you found helpful? What sort of stuff do you recommend to people when they ask you questions? Or is there anything, like, new that you've seen that someone's brought in that you're like, oh, that's helpful?
Well, rapid fire a few things. TENS machine is great for back labor. That can be really helpful. Sometimes hospitals do provide them.
Particularly if you're laboring without an epidural, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Other things are headphones. So if you're wanting to do some of that, you know, music distraction, hypnobirthing, that can be so helpful. And you can even use it in the operating room for C-sections too. I find a lot of my patients find that really helpful. A fan, like a portable tripod fan, when you're feeling really, really warm in labor or postpartum, that's very common, is to get really hot and sweaty. I don't know if you experienced that, but
oh, that was the number one thing. I was not even on my radar before.
It's a weird thing to pack. Yeah,
totally not on my radar. And again, I was just in an add to cart mood at the end of my pregnancy. I just was, like, you know, casting around for some sense of control, I think, as I, like, got ready to have my first child. And so I ordered one of those tripod fans. And it was a lifesaver. I loved it so much. I wrapped the little arms around my hospital bed.
Yep.
And especially as I was starting to push, the fan blowing on me, it was just heavenly. It was incredible.
I've highly recommend. Like, I fanned people before with stuff, but the actual tripod fan is a life changer. Like, it is so, so good. Again, this is in my perfect hospital. I would have one in every
room.
Single like birthing bed for sure. So definitely don't forget that. Other things that you can try in labor, honestly, just some essential oils. Some people like to sniff essential oils. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you don't want to be, like, spraying anything in the air just for allergies and stuff like that. But some people find that to be really helpful too.
Yeah.
But other than that, honestly, like, we have birthing balls.
Yeah.
We have that kind of stuff. So that's just things that you think will get you through labor and pain.
Yeah. Now, what about postpartum? What are some of the, like, in-hospital kind of stuff that people might not think to bring because we're focused so much on just, like, the labor process?
Yeah, I think postpartum gets forgotten quite often.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's okay. Like, again, you don't need that much. I feel like I'm going to sneeze.
Wait, it's going away.
Sorry about that.
Is it possible for us to get through any episode without some sort
probably
of, like, technical or bodily difficulty?
It's hard. It's hard. We're humans.
we sure are.
But things that people probably forget postpartum is just your basic toiletries. So you're going to most likely want to have a shower or at least clean up postpartum. So like your toothbrush, your toothpaste, your soap, anything that you would bring if you were going to the hospital.
Yeah.
Anything else you can think of postpartum that was helpful for you?
I packed a couple of comfortable outfits to wear postpartum. For me, I think I was a little bit, because I labored all overnight and then I delivered at noon.
Yes.
And then that day was kind of a blur and then we didn't sleep that night. And so I was feeling really rough by the end of all of this.
Yep.
And for me, I think the process of, like, having a shower, of putting on an outfit that felt somewhat normal, even if it was still kind of comfy loungewear, like, I think I had a pair of, like, linen pants and a sweater, really started to give me a sense of, like, restoration after the chaos that had come before it.
Yeah.
So I do think whatever your version of comfy clothes, something that comfy, makes you feel like
loose,
you.
Usually is.
Loose. Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Like a common robe. Misconception is that you look, go from looking 9 months pregnant to not pregnant again,
not,
but you basically
at all.
Go from 9 months to like 5 months.
Six months.
Exactly. Yeah. After you deliver your baby, it takes a good 6 weeks plus for your uterus to shrink back down to its non-pregnant size.
Yep.
So kind to your body, loose, comfy things.
Yeah. Yeah.
High waist, especially, mm-hmm. you know, if we're thinking of a possibility of a C-section at some point.
Exactly.
So I found that really helpful.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
For baby, let's talk about baby. Mm-hmm. So what do you need to actually pack for baby? Because a lot of people bring way too much for the baby. And I get mm-hmm. it. It's exciting. Yeah. You want to pack all those new clothes that you just got gifted and you just bought. Like, I totally get it. I'm probably going to pack three outfits and you do not need to pack that many.
No.
Right? Like, you just had a baby. Truly,
they brought so many onesies, and why? Why?
They're naked half the time in the hospital, truly.
Yeah.
Because we need to be able to assess them properly. We need to be doing skin to skin. That's the most important thing in those first few days postpartum, honestly. Your baby's just going to be in a diaper and a swaddle. So you need a going home outfit for baby. Mm-hmm. I say sometimes, you know, if you want to bring two sizes, you can.
Yeah.
Because if baby's measuring on the larger side, sometimes they don't fit into newborn. Or if they're measuring smaller and they don't fit into newborn, they fit into preemie, you can get that. Yeah. So that's something you can usually have an idea before you actually go into the hospital to give birth. But a couple diapers, We have Vaseline that we use as diaper cream at the hospital. Some hospitals mm-hmm. actually have diaper cream that just to wipe off that sticky meconium. Wipes, baby wipes. That's mm-hmm. a weird thing in Canada. We don't, at least at any of the hospitals I've worked at, we haven't had any baby wipes, which is very strange.
Get the water wipes. I think the ones you that you like, that not the water wipe brand.
Yeah.
Like there was a wipe that you like wet and it became, it also just made it work. Been like a piece of cotton that we, but you know
I
what?
I think
it works.
It works. Yeah. But it does the trick, but if you're really wanting wipes, pack them, it doesn't take up much space to grab a pack of wipes.
No.
So throw that in your hospital bag. But honestly, like, that's kind of it. Like, one thing I do say is if you are packing onesies, get the onesies with like the fold over mittens.
Mm-hmm.
I love those ones because you can't, like, newborns sometimes have really long nails.
Yeah.
So, and the mittens, you know, those mittens that you can get for them, they just fall off. Like, they're kind of useless in my opinion. So I feel like the fold over mittens are really nice, and then you can't cut their nails right away. Mm-hmm. So you can file them down, but the hospital doesn't usually have nail files. So if you want, you can pack that, but that's also something you can do at home. So truly, you don't need a whole lot for babe.
Honestly, Sammy was mostly in a diaper and the hospital blanket swaddle in spite of this like big bag of stuff I had packed for him.
Yeah.
And so, because as you say, like, we were taking him out all the time to check his vital signs, to do exams on him, to do skin to skin, to try breastfeeding.
Yep.
And so the concept of like an outfit was a little bit overkill for him at that time. What I would say is, if you're planning on doing blanket swaddles,
mm-hmm.
there are no greater swaddlers than labor and delivery and postpartum nurses. I never mastered a blanket swaddle, but even bringing our Velcro swaddles to the hospital, I found really helpful to be able to troubleshoot in real time
how
with
to do it.
Our nurses, how exactly.
Sometimes
how to,
you
like,
can take a video too.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
of the nurse doing it. So you can watch it at 3 a.m. the next day at home when you're can't figure out how to do it.
100%.
Yeah.
So that I did find helpful, actually, was getting kind of like on the ground tutorials for swaddling.
Yes.
With the queens and kings of swaddling.
I love it. That's such a good point as well.
Yeah.
Pacifiers too. Mm-hmm. That's something that the hospital won't really provide. Mm-hmm. We have them in the NICU for babies who go to the NICU.
Mm-hmm.
But the hospital won't provide that. So if that's something that you know you're interested in introducing early to your baby, I will say I don't necessarily recommend that. I would say wait until, if you're planning on breastfeeding, wait till your breastfeeding's established until you introduce a pacifier.
Yeah.
But talk to your healthcare team if that's not your plan, that's totally fine, but just bring a pacifier because we won't be able to provide you with one. And babies also are picky. They sometimes like one brand and not another. So you might need a couple.
Yeah.
But that could be, again, something that you figure out once you get home.
Yeah.
So,
you know, the one thing that you do have to figure out before you come to the hospital, at least in Canada, is your car seat.
Oh my gosh. That's a huge one that people forget.
People forget.
All the time.
Exactly. So most of the time you have to bring the car seat in and show that you can safely buckle baby into car seat
yes.
before discharge.
We always do a car seat check.
Car seat check always. And truthfully, like, until you've had a baby, it does feel a little overwhelming to think about like yeah. getting the car seat in. And so that is the one thing that we prepped really far in advance was we made sure that we knew that we had our car seat installed and that yep. we knew how to get it in and out and yep. get Sam in and out of it, or get hypothetical Sam before he was here in and out of it.
Exactly.
Because we knew that that was going to be a big sticking point.
Another thing is if you haven't had a baby for a while and you're like, oh, I'm just going to use my car seat that I had mm-hmm. for my 6-year-old, check the expiration date. They yeah. actually do expire.
They do.
Which is something that not a lot of people know either.
No,
so
totally.
Even if you're wanting to use like a hand-me-down car mm-hmm. seat, you might not be able to. So
yeah.
just keep it's usually on the bottom. There's a date. Yeah. with the expiration date. So
yeah.
yeah.
So Sydney.
Yeah.
Rapid fire on the spot. Fire. What is the least useful thing that you have that you think people bring to the hospital frequently?
That's a good question. The least useful thing.
Or a thing that is not very useful.
Oh my gosh, the fuzzy slippers.
The fuzzy slippers.
I don't like when people bring fuzzy slippers.
Fuzzy
because they just get dirty.
This just in.
I feel bad.
Sydney hates comfort.
Fuzzy slippers sound like a great idea. Okay.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
sound
yeah.
like
fair.
A great idea.
That's super fair.
Or like I've had people come with like their cozy Uggs that are like not cheap. Like,
yep.
and then you get up that first time you stand up postpartum.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, ladies, you know, there's a little bit of a gush of blood and it goes all the way down your legs and into yep. your fuzzy slippers. And then those fuzzy slippers are never going to be the same.
Yeah.
I know you want the fuzzy slippers, but pack something like Crocs or just slip on like yep. Yep. Old Navy flip flops.
Easily washable. Yep.
Yeah. 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 That's one thing I will say though. There are patients who walk around barefoot in hospitals. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't recommend that. So the fuzzy slippers in that case is better than barefoot. But
yep. I agree.
What do you think? What's something that you've seen a patient bring that you're like, meh?
Well, this is a personal one. Like this is maybe not a universal yeah. thing, but I on purpose did not bring a blanket.
Yeah.
Because hospitals have blanket warmers.
Yes.
And they are glorious.
Yeah, they're the best.
That is one thing we have in abundance in the hospital is blankets. Yeah. And they live in the blanket warmer.
Oh, they're the
And
best.
You can do the blanket sandwich of like a hot, fresh blanket underneath of a cooler blanket.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. It's heavenly. And so I packed no blankets on yeah. purpose. I packed our own pillows, no blankets, because I was already mentally preparing for the blanket sandwich.
Yes.
The postpartum blanket sandwich.
Oh, it's the best thing in the entire world.
Yep.
It's so good.
What is one thing? Is there anything we haven't talked about that you do think that you would pack in your own hospital bag?
I feel like we kind of hit the mark on most things. Mm-hmm. The only thing I would say to pack and maybe leave in the car mm-hmm. is a breast pump.
Breast pump.
Yeah. Just in case baby gets admitted yeah. to NICU and then you end up needing one, you can sometimes rent them from the hospital.
Yeah.
But that's something that a lot of people, or they're like, they go home and they're like, oh, I got this breast pump, but yeah. they don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
We as your postpartum nurses can show you how to use
yes.
it. We're usually familiar with a lot of the breast pumps.
Yeah.
So that's something you can bring.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't bring it into the hospital with you. Just like maybe bring it up to your healthcare team before you actually are discharged.
Yeah.
If you're curious and you need some help.
That's a really great point.
But yeah, I feel like that's kind of the main things. The only other thing I would probably bring is like a heating pad or a hot water bottle.
That's fair.
Just because I personally find those are so good for like cramps yeah. and stuff. And you will have cramping postpartum as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
And during labor. So that might be helpful.
Yeah.
But
that's
what about
really
you?
Good. You know what I brought like 12 of?
What?
Lip balm.
Lip balm.
Nice lip
yes.
balm.
Lip balm.
Hospitals are dry.
Yeah.
Hospitals are really dry.
Yeah.
I am constantly having like chapped lips at 3 a.m.
Yes.
on night shifts, especially if I've been on like a streak of
yes.
of nights or on labor and delivery.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think I had lip balm in like every pocket of every coat bag,
yes.
everything when we came to labor and
That's
delivery.
That's such a good one. You're reminding me too, like a big water bottle jug, like a tumbler.
A giant tumbler, yes.
Because the hospital ice and water is so good.
So
and
good.
You're going to want it cold. And like, mm-hmm. I just feel like having that on hand is going to be like so helpful.
Yeah.
So helpful. But yeah, that's kind of it.
Like, I think that's
you
it.
Don't need a whole lot, truly.
Honestly, ultimately, guys, I know we've talked about a lot of products as we're sitting here saying like, you don't need a lot. You
and
don't
you
understand
this,
anything.
This, yeah.
But really like, this is about what brings you comfort. This is about what makes yeah. you feel like you, again, have reclaimed that sense of control, that you can feel like the space is one that you can, you know, yeah. happily start this next chapter of your life.
Yeah.
And so I
true.
Think these are some ideas. These are some things that we've seen be useful.
Yep.
But something that I often reminded myself of is that we regularly have people land with nothing.
Yes.
And they do just as well as people who have a trunk full of, exactly. of items, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And pro tip, call the hospital that or birthing center that you're delivering at or planning to deliver at, because they'll be able to tell you what they do provide and what they don't provide. So that'll give you a better idea of what you actually need to pack. Another thing before you guys leave, snacks is always a great thing to have on hand for you and your birth partner.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna be hungry and you're gonna need snacks for sure. Yeah. And the vending machine snacks are just not it.
They're not it. No, no.
And they're so overpriced. But that's it, I think. Shameless plug, if you guys are interested in shopping my hospital bag checklist, check it out on www.nursecindy.com. So you can see it's just a digital download, but it gives you a list of everything that you'll need.
I can attest I did download it and I did literally print it out and actually with a physical pen check off the list. And so it was very helpful for me.
it's good to have, I feel like. But yeah, I think that's it. So don't overthink it. You got this.
Yep. We'll see you there.
Bye.